Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation 11, 2, but the court which is without the temple, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. So we see this designation 42 months, and we know now in our Bible study, this is the last half of the tribulation period, the last 3.5 years, the last 1260 days, the last 42 months when you get your time chart here. It's also, we see 42 months in Revelation 13:5. Again, this would be referencing the second half of the tribulation, where the Antichrist, where it talks about, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Again, this is the last half of the tribulation period. But I want you to see the different. It's all referring to the same time, the tribulation, but they have different time segments. Why is that important? Because days are important. It specified certain days. It specified 1260 days, not 1259, not 1261, but 1260 a couple of times. It specified 42 months, not 41 months, not 43 months, but 42 months. I take it very literally. Why is that important? Because we're fixing to read in Daniel about some other days that's mentioned, okay? Also in Daniel chapter, before you get there, in Daniel, while you're in Revelation chapter number 12, in verse number 14. It's also a designation of Daniel's 70th week as time, times, and halftime. In Revelation 12:14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into the place where she is nursed for a time, times, and a halftime from the face of the serpent. Again, we would reference this particularly at the end, at the middle of the tribulation period, toward the end of the tribulation period, the 1260 days, the 42 months, the times, and halftime. Are you following? Yes. This is yes, this is no. I want you to see the point here, okay? And turn me to Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7. When you get to Ezekiel, there's one more, Ezekiel, and then you find Daniel. Daniel chapter number 7, we see again this time designated. It's important when we get here. Chapter 7, verse number 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. This is against, referring to the Antichrist. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and to think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand. In other words, a time that God will allow the Antichrist to run rampant, if you will, upon this earth with all his power is time and times and the dividing of time, literally times, times, and half times. Again, we see that 3.5 years. Daniel chapter number 12, while you're there in Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, and he fled upon his right hand. He held up upon his right hand and his left unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. The end of the tribulation is speaking of this, and the time of the end. That's what Daniel chapter 12 is about, the time of the end. Matter of fact, look in verse number 8. Daniel's head is swimming right now, like some of our head is swimming. I can see some of y'all looking your head just to swimming, okay? Don't feel bad. Daniel's head, he wrote these things down, and he said, verse number 8, and I heard, but I understood not. And I said, O Lord, what shall be the end of these things? I don't get it yet. In verse number 9, he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. We know more now about the end times than Daniel did. Why? Because we have the completed word of God. Daniel didn't have the New Testament. He didn't have the book of the Revelation. We have it now, which tells me something on the sideline. There's no excuse for us not knowing God's word. You should know more about the Bible than Daniel, than Ezekiel, all the Old Testament prophets. Yay. You should know more about the Bible than the apostles, because they didn't have the New Testament during their ministry. they didn't have the book of the Revelation. They didn't have these things. Do you know you should know more about God and his kingdom to come than the past thousands of years? There's no excuse for you and me not to know. But anyway, let's follow. Let's go a little bit farther. So the time period, we see Daniel 70th week, 3.5 years. We see 1,260 days, 42 months, times a half. Now it gets interesting. Verse number 10. Remember I told you days are important. Verse number 10, Daniel, y'all still in Daniel 12. Many shall be tried and made white, and many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Remember what I just said? And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate be set up. Now stop right there. Don't read no farther. Don't cheat. When is this the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolation shall be set up? What is it talking to about? Yeah, more than the tribulation. At what point? In the very middle where the Antichrist walks into the temple. The Jews by now had built the temple. Didn't they rebuild? They built that other temple on the mount. Anyway, he declares himself to be God. In Matthew 24, 25, we read this. And it's called the abomination of desolation, where he declares himself to be God. Now you have to worship me. Remember the first 3.5 years, he let people do what he wanted to do. You know, the Antichrist, and he's gathering his forces. And then in the middle of the tribulation, he's killed, or at least seems to die, or whatever. We won't rehash all of that. But he seems to rise from the dead. Whether you think he was dead or not, that's a whole other issue. But people thought he was dead. He walks into the temple, declares himself to be God. That's the abomination of desolation. Now, let's read on. From that time, there shall be 1,290 days. We've already looked at 1,260 days. Now, here's another time designation. Remember I said how these things are important? Days are important. That's mentioned in Scripture. Daniel didn't understand it, but we now, because we have a completed Word of God, ought to at least somehow comprehend what Daniel's talking about. Why did he mention 1,290 days? Now, I went to high school in Auburndale. And if my math is right, there's a 30-day difference between 1,260 days and 1,290 days. Is that correct? Okay. We know that Jesus comes at his revelation in 1,260 days. We've already looked at that. He comes in his revelation. Remember, there's a difference. We have some new people here this morning. Okay. I believe in the translation that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Okay. All right. Jesus could come at any moment. That's the translation. That's Jesus coming for his saints. 7 years, at least 7 years. That's a whole other story, but at least takes place. This time in the Revelation, Jesus comes with his saints. At 1,260 days from the abomination of desolation, Jesus comes in the Revelation, 1,260 days. Are you following? I didn't say you have to believe me. Just follow the timeline, okay? Then we have 1,290 days. Why is that in there? That's a 30-day difference from 1,260 to 1,290. I'm not belaboring the point, but there's a reason for that, and I'm glad you asked. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Matthew chapter number 25. We're going to go back to Daniel chapter 12, but you, now that you found it, Daniel once, you can find it again. Okay. Matthew chapter number 25. Again, this is the Olivet Discourse, and Jesus is speaking about the end of the world. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And all of these, the disciples asked him in Matthew chapter number 24. So Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus answers those three questions. We get to Matthew chapter number 25. Let's begin in Matthew chapter number 31, or verse number 31, Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, stop. Whoop, right. When is this? It's the revelation, not the translation, but the revelation, when he comes in his glory.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.